Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Would you know if your child was being groomed?
Ladies and gentlemen,
this time.
Are you ready to get down?
What's up, everybody? I'm Keisha King. Welcome back to my channel. What happens when the place that you send your child to learn becomes a grooming ground? America has been rocked by countless stories of teachers showing children inappropriate images, inappropriate videos, and even allowing inappropriate people such as drag queens to perform to minors, all while at school, many times. We've even had movies like Netflix's Cuties that drew concerns a few years back, causing people to cancel their subscriptions. You'd think that that would have slowed down the inappropriate sexual images content that was being shown to children. But day by day, more and more children are still being harmed by those who we are supposed to trust. Recently, Joseph Bruno, a dean at Francis W. Parker, an elite prep school in Chicago, Illinois, was caught on camera by Project Veritas saying this. Take a look.
I had like our LGBTQ plus health center come in. They were passing around butt plugs and dildos to my students, talking about queer sex, using lube versus using spit.
Meet Joe Bruno, dean of students at the prestigious Francis W. Parker Private School in Chicago, which happens to charge $40,000 per student.
Well, they're just like passing around dildos, butt plugs. The kids are just playing with them. They're like, how does this butt plug work? How do we do like... How does this work? That's a really like cool part of my job. During Pride, we do a Pride week every year. And I had like our LGBTQ plus health center come in. They were passing around butt plugs and dildos to my students, talking about queer sex, using lube versus using spit.
Who is this?
This is an LGBTQ plus health center came in to talk to my high school students.
Nice.
They're just like passing around dildos, butt plugs. The kids are just playing with them. They're looking at them.
In the school?
In a classroom.
Wow.
Yeah. While I'm sitting there. Then we had a drag queen come in, pass out cookies and brownies and do photos.
It's so amazing. And everybody's cool with that, like the butt plugs and the dildos. Yeah. No big complaints.
No.
I mean, if the parents found out, would they?
No. It's queer sex.
If you are part of the Keisha King Show, if you're part of our community, you know that these are topics that we deal with all the time. And we know that these things have been happening for quite some time. So this time, I don't want to just give you another bad news story. I don't want to just share with you what's happening and just kind of give my commentary. I want to arm you with information that you can share with others to help prevent this or stop this from happening to children. Before we get to that, make sure you like this video, share this video. Please share this video. It's very important that we get this message out. And please subscribe to the channel. Have your friends subscribe. Have your family subscribe because we're really trying to get this information out there and grow the channel. I think one of the reasons that these stories weigh so heavily on my heart is because that I was molested when I was a little girl. I was 5 years old. And I was molested by a relative who had come to live with our family. We were helping. My mother, my parents were helping this individual. And he took advantage of that. And he started to molest me. And I can't even imagine if that was happening at home. And then I went to school and in trots a drag queen, or I'm in school and they're showing me butt plugs and penises and, you know, all of these types of things. I think that could have really made me think that what was happening or what had happened to me was okay. That, okay, well, here's this relative that's doing it. Now I go to school. This is a place I trust. The authority figures are there. They're showing me sexual things. I think that probably would have had a much different effect on me. And I think about the children today who are being sexually abused, and then they have to go to school and watch adults show inappropriate sexual items, toys, and all those types of things right in front of their faces. I mean, I'm sure that has to be very disturbing, and it can make them feel like there's nowhere to turn. And it could probably make them feel like that what is happening to them is okay, because I knew what was happening to me was wrong. I knew it was wrong. But if I would have gone to school and saw these things, would I have still known? I think that would have caused me confusion to see it. It's like it's everywhere I go. So it's another reason why it's so disturbing that they bring in these drag queens and all these sexual toys and the sexual pleasure and the sex ed and the, you know, that it is causing even more harm to the children who are being sexually abused, because trust me, it is happening. It is happening. So what are some of the signs that you need to look out for as a parent to determine, to make sure that your child is safe, to make sure that your child is not being sexually groomed? You'll probably know the person. A predator will need access to a child through their caregivers, which means they normally will have a relationship with you. This could be a relative. This could be a teacher. This could be a neighbor. This could be a coach. It could be anyone. It literally could be anyone. And so you don't know. Groomers usually involve a perpetrator. Grooming usually involves a perpetrator establishing a trusting relationship with a child and those associated with the child's care and well-being to create an environment in which the abuse can occur. With all of these things happening inside of a classroom, I mean, literally, these strangers who we think we can trust, the doors are closed. Nothing that, you know, you don't know what is happening, what's being said. You don't even know what has been said previously to make the kids more comfortable with certain talks that takes down their guard. So they're not even on guard to know that something is not right. Number two, predators are difficult to spot. They are difficult to recognize, and the behavior, it's going to be hard to know that it is grooming. Grooming and related techniques are difficult to explicitly define and identify. Researchers found that child sexual abuse perpetrators are diverse and differ in their motivations and behaviors. When we think of child predators, we think they are monsters. They are, but they don't look like monsters. They are typically going to be the person you would least expect. If that is one thing that I can say that is so important, because again, people like teachers, people like the coach, people like the priest, people like the pastor, the deacon, the usher, it's going to be people that you would never expect. You know, we have to remember that the enemy comes as an angel of light. You know, no one would drop their kid off to someone who was obviously going to harm their kid. You would do everything you could to protect your child if you knew if this person came off looking like they would harm your child. So it's not going to be a person that you would automatically suspect something. The other thing, watch out for toys. The report, I will leave a link for this this article in the description box below so you can read these for yourself. Watch out for toys. The report warns a perpetrator may target children using age-appropriate games or toys. You know, I remember back in the day it was, hi little child, would you like some candy? And they would lead the child over to try to get, you know, get them to get candy or things like that. Or when they get them in their presence, they try to show them different types of things that tries to get take down their barrier, because kids too have a natural barrier to think like, oh, this isn't right. It's not as strong as parents. That's why we are here to protect them, but they do have it. And, you know, toys, candy, anything that can draw a kid over or draw their attention or make them think that this person is a friend, they will use. Acts of grooming are often undertaken with the aim of making the prospective victim feel special or privileged. The report adds, of course, it is normal for children to receive gifts, but if an adult seems to take, quote, an interest in child play and toys that appear to exceed his or her caregiving role, then be alert. For instance, bringing sex toys into the classroom. For instance, drag queens. Oh, I'm going to read you a book, but I'm dressed like this. For instance, basically all of this stuff that we've been talking about for the last couple of years now that's been happening in the classroom. Beware of secrets. Techniques used to keep a relationship between an adult and child secret, or an adult explicitly asking a child to keep a relation secret, might also be indicative of grooming. We're seeing this also. Oh, the teachers know better. Your parents are old and outdated. Oh, what do they know? Now, I'm not saying that every teacher is a groomer if they have adopted this crazy mindset, because a lot of this stuff comes out of these whacked out woke institutions, universities, and they learn this stuff and they take it into their classrooms. I'm not saying that every teacher is a groomer, but if that is happening, that teacher needs to be checked. You don't tell my child something about to keep something from it. You don't undermine my role as a parent. Just like if you're married, your spouse should not undermine what you say in your home. A teacher certainly should not undermine what you believe in the classroom. And they certainly should not be encouraging the child to break away from family. That is highly inappropriate. And if your children are telling you that, then that teacher needs to be checked. Grooming involves three main stages. It is understood that grooming involves three main stages. Firstly, gaining access to a victim. Secondly, initiating and maintaining abuse. And finally, concealing the abuse. So you have to gain the access, initiating and maintaining it. So once the person is in your home, or once the person, you've gained trust, oh, can you stay after class, or, you know, something like that. They may ask, they keep asking you, you know, to stay after, and they may put their hand on their leg, on your leg, on the child's leg, to see how the child reacts. And if the child doesn't, like, you know, push them away, or if the child seems to receive that, then it, little by little, it goes even further. And then finally, it's, oh, don't tell, because, you know, the abuse is happening and they don't want to get in trouble. And they're going to try to make sure that the child does not keep this secret. Now, some children are more at risk than others. There is a consensus in the research literature that some children are more vulnerable to being sexually abused. These include those socially isolated, those with low self-esteem, or children with one parent who is continually absent. If the child has been a victim of bullying or has low self-esteem, they are also at risk. This is so good. This is why the nuclear family is so important, because there are consequences when you don't have both parents in the home. And one of those consequences are one parent has to work, and the other parent and the children are left, are just exposed to more being out of their parents' presence. So that allows them for all types. It can expose them to all types of different people who are evil. And so if you can't do everything when you're one parent, you just cannot. And so it is imperative that, you know, we try to keep our families together as best as possible, and also maintaining a good relationship with your children's father or parent, the other parent, even if you are divorced. It's just very important, because the child is the most important making sure that you all raise that child in a healthy environment is important, super important. So parents, you could be at risk too. So when there are manipulators and predators out there, they will also try to quell your suspicions, to make you feel more comfortable. They'll manipulate you. I know one thing that's going on in the trans movement, they'll always say, would you rather have a dead daughter or an alive son? That's a manipulation tool. You know, so be aware of people who are trying to play on your emotions. Be aware of people who are trying to play on your emotions. If something doesn't seem right, it should be questioned. The key to all of this, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power, and talking to your children. When my oldest daughter was in like sixth or seventh grade, I really stopped asking her just to kind of, how was your day? Oh, it's fine. And then you just kind of move on. I knew that, you know, okay, times are different. And so I started asking just more probing questions like, what made you smile today? What was funny today? What was, you know, was there anything crazy that happened in school? Was there anything that made you feel uncomfortable at school today? It's the times we live in. Was there anything or anyone that made you feel uncomfortable in school today? This is how you can start to see what really is happening, what your children are really going through when you drop them off to these strangers. Because let's be real, they are strangers. I know we like to think that they're not strangers, but they are strangers. And, you know, we just don't know these people like that. And just the ideas that people have nowadays, you just never know. You never know what they think. Because coming out of these universities, you know, they believe that some of them do believe that there is no boundary between children and adults. That children, that some of these people believe that children are sexual. Not saying that they are harming them, but if they already believe that children are sexual, you could just go down a rabbit hole with that. Bottom line is, it is imperative that we protect our children. They are the next generation. If they're not mentally stable, if they are not emotionally stable, if they are not equipped comprehensively, if they're not well-rounded children, how are they going to be productive in their next phases of life? How are they going to be good wives? How are they going to be good mothers? How are they going to be productive citizens? How are they going to do this if they've been exposed to all of this crap? How are we going to equip them to leave the world better than what we found it, than what they found it? How, if they are already not, if they're not okay? So we have to take these things seriously, especially when we see everything that's going on in the world. And you're not crazy. You're not crazy for asking these probing questions. You are not crazy for, you know, making sure that things are knowing exactly to the best of your ability what is happening in your child's classroom. You are not crazy. That is your right as a parent. You have every right to know what is going on with your babies. These people have lost their freaking minds if they, with this thought of that parents have no idea. And that is unacceptable. So let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. If you have some other signs that you think that I left off that you think parents could benefit from, please put them in the description box below. What we want to do is arm parents with the most information that they can, give them something to look for, give them so we can help them. I'll end with this. I remember, when I first started in this journey, there was a legislator here in Florida who was telling us about an 8-year-old little girl who was being sexually assaulted by another 8-year-old little boy. And the only way her parents knew was that she started wetting the bed. She started regressing in her development. And that's what made them start to ask questions. Here's the kicker. Everyone in the school knew. The teachers knew and the administration knew, but they did not tell the parents. This is why I'm doing this. This is why I made this video, because parents need to know what to look out for. And you cannot depend on the school to be there for you. These are not the same times, y'all. These are not the same times. We cannot depend on them to do our job. And we shouldn't. We should not be depending on them to do our job, because they are our children. God gave them to us, and that we have to be good stewards over our babies. We must, especially in these trying, wicked times. So let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. Please like, comment, share this video. Please share this, and please subscribe. I will see you guys next time. Thank you for watching.